I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Research is currently underway in South Carolina to study the saliva and blood of patients who have recovered from COVID-19. To talk about this research and the data bank of patient samples donated to this COVID biorepository is Dr. Patrick Flume. He's a pulmonary physician who leads a group of researchers focusing on COVID-19 research at MUSC. Dr. Flume, tell us about this COVID biorepository research.
So the biorepository is essentially a collection of samples, blood, urine, saliva, from patients, in this case, those who've been infected and recovered from COVID, to be able to have material for our investigators to study and answer questions related to COVID.
And Dr. Flume, how really might these samples help scientists understand the wide range of symptoms and a lot of these other questions? I mean, what are they going to really do with the samples to try and get this information?
There are a number of ways in which the scientists could investigate questions, and obviously they need the biospecimens to be able to look at the material in there. But tying that to clinical data, to be able to look at those who were asymptomatic versus symptomatic versus deathly ill in the intensive care unit, or maybe those who have certain types of antibody responses, to be able to separate these different groups to be able to look at what the clinical outcomes tend to be. So the approach that we have is to try to build a bank, a biorepository, that offers our scientists the most opportunity to be able to address questions that they develop.
And do most of the participants in this research have mild symptoms of COVID-19, or are there some people involved who did have more serious symptoms?
We have all types. Our biorepository is not limited to a specific group of patients. So we invite persons who get hospitalized, even those who are critically ill, as well as those who were diagnosed but did fine as an outpatient. And we're collecting these samples both in the acute setting when they are sick, but also what we call convalescent samples to look at how things change over time. So collecting samples, say, at 1 month after the diagnosis and then 6 months, even 12 months afterwards. But some of this may also be very helpful for how we address future pandemics or other difficult infections. Sometimes lessons learned in one condition are very, very valuable for the next time we have to deal with it.
What's the motivation for the patients who have participated so far in this study?
They're trying to contribute their part to the better good of all of us. There is no individual benefit that we will learn that's going to help a single individual who contributed. Although they are compensated for their contribution, they're not getting rich by this. This is all pretty much a selfless contribution that they went through this and they want to give back to help humanity. And hopefully we can find the answers in these specimens.
Dr. Flume, thanks for providing this information about the research connected with this COVID-19 biorepository.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.